How can we be both detached and compassionate? See, there are different focuses in both of these. When you talk about detachment, it is primarily from Krishna. It is primarily from conceptions of our own gratification. You know, I don't want this particular thing for my gratification. It's like, I'll give a simple example. Say, if there is a sweet being served, I'm detached from the sweet. That means that, you know, I'm not concerned whether I get a sweet or not. But if I see somebody else, you know, they're very eager for that sweet, then I can become judgmental, so attached to it. Or others, I can be sensitive. You know, yeah, I may not feel the craving for the sweet, but if they are feeling, then I can give them that sweet and I can please them. So basically, detachment means that our emotions are not locked in certain things. When we are attached, our emotions get locked in certain things, and we experience a lot of emotion relationship with that thing, and often we become desensitized to other things. Like if there's a cricket match going on, and I may want to have the full volume going on, I want to watch and enjoy the cricket match, but others are getting disturbed by that. I don't care about them. So attachment means our emotions get locked in a particular thing, and we become desensitized to other things. But that's it. That's attachment. Detachment means our emotions are not locked in anything. That's it. So our emotions are not invested in anything, that is detachment. But compassion means we are sensitized to others' emotions. We may not get emotionally overwhelmed by them, but when others are suffering, we feel their suffering. And then we want to help them deal with the suffering. So, Atmaupamyena sarvatra samam pashyate vajya sukham va yadi va dukham sa yogi paramo mataha. In 6.32, Krishna says that by those who comparison with their own self see the true equality of all beings in good and bad, they are truly spiritually advanced souls. That means what we can see is that without the practice of bhakti we were anxious, we were agitated. By the practice of bhakti we have become peaceful, we become joyful. So what holds true for me also holds true for others. And therefore, although I am not attached to my own gratification, but as far as helping others is concerned, I am concerned. And therefore, I will try to help them. So that way, by not letting our emotions be locked in anything, at the same time, we sensitize to others' emotions. We can be compassionate. So it's more of, in both cases, the center is not the self. Actually, there's only very like a jnani kind of detachment.
Okay.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna. Thank you. Hare Krishna. So, in both cases, there is selflessness. I'm not concerned with my own emotions. But if there's too much detachment, then that selflessness leads to that detachment changes into heartlessness. So, detachment is not the same as hard-heartedness. Hard-heartedness is I don't feel anything at all. Whereas detachment means that we are not invested selfishly with selfish emotions in things. So, the difference is that in detachment, if it's only detachment, like the jnani marga detachment, then okay, there's no enjoyment for me in this, so I don't care for it. But in bhakti, we go beyond detachment to compassion, because we see, okay, I don't want anything for this person, but this person also soul is connected with Krishna. And therefore, because if I can help this person in some way, then Krishna will be pleased. So I can serve Krishna through this person. So attachment is self-centered in terms of what I can get. Detachment can also be self-centered in terms of I can't get anything, therefore I don't care for it. But compassion means, okay, there is this opportunity to serve Krishna. Krishna is concerned over here, therefore I will invest myself emotionally. I'll try to feel what this person feels and try to help that person. So when the more we become Krishna-centered, the more we'll become compassionate. And that will also foster detachment, which will not be hard-hearted. Because we're still sensitized in our emotions with Krishna. Answer your question? Yeah, will you take me?